Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We conducted an opinion survey. We would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing the state of Arizona. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Now, are you registered to vote in the state of...
Hello, sir.
Sir, we should like to include your response to the study. If you can be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick, I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Arizona?
Yes, I am, sir.
Thank you, sir. Now, sir, just for a statistical purpose, can you please tell me just the year of your birth? Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, please. Yes, sir. Can you please tell me, just for a statistical purpose, what is the year of your birth? Just the year.
The year of my birth, that's 1991.
Thank you, sir. And you are registered to vote in the state of Arizona, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Now, sir, what's your racial or ethnic group that you identify with the most? If you can be so kind to share, are you white, Caucasian, African American?
It's kind of weird because I kind of identify as everything, but I mostly go as white, you know, sometimes, but then sometimes I have to switch it up and say like I'm black, and then sometimes,
right.
You know, recent days I'm just like being Asian, and then, you know, it just kind of like, you know, it just kind of transfers over.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote. Chance of 50-50, you will not vote.
I will not vote, sir.
You will not vote.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. And now, if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
The most important issue, that's all the gay people, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now moving right along. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democratic Joe Biden? Or like many other people, you skipped that one?
I did not vote, sir.
Thank you, sir. And thinking again about this November election, if you have to choose and you have the power to vote, and if the election for president were held today, would you vote for voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump?
I would vote for the...
I'm sorry? Sir, can you repeat that one more time? You guys got off there for a moment.
Sorry, sir. I said I would vote for the Green Party, sir.
For the Green Party, the candidate Jill Stein, correct? Okay. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options still. Now, regardless of how you plan to vote for, can you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? It means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them.
Zero.
Donald Trump. From 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay. And Democrat Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I will not be voting, sir.
I'm sorry, you got cut off for a moment again.
I said I was not going to.
Okay. Just for the sake of a research, and just to, include your... Yes, sir?
I think I would vote for the Democratic Party, sir.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
I will be voting for the Democrat, like I said, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. I don't mean to insult your intelligence. I just require to reverberate.
No, you're good, sir.
Okay.
You're good.
And who do you trust more, when it comes to the issue of the immigration.